You're listening to Occult Symbolism and Pop Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Weisop. Today, we revisit the big time Sirius XM, Shade 45, the all-out show with Rude Jude. And on this episode, I should say, we go into different topics. We, of course, attempt to decode Balenciaga a little bit more. We're going to go into some of the artists you see on the books in the ad. We're going to go into Jake and Dino's Chapman. I mean, they have artwork of a child with a phallus on its face. So we'll talk about that. We'll get into the higher, more abstract concepts of what the occult is and discuss a little bit more on that revelation of the method topic. But one of the real takeaways I want to share here, what we're trying to do here, and this is a pretty, I don't want to say radical, this is a big deal, okay? What we're trying to do, and I'm going to play a special message Jude has for you guys. For you guys, I put it on my Instagram, but I'm going to play it for you in case you haven't heard it. Because what happened was, we did the first part of this project, and I put it on my feed. We both compared some feedback, all right? And I also want to thank you. I know I asked on the last week I had published part one, and I asked you guys, I said, hey, if you like this, if you want me back on their show, hit them up. And you did. Thank you very much. It worked. Very good. Very good. Thank you. So we're going to keep working this thing. And what we're trying to do is boil down these very complicated topics. These are very complex ideas we talk about every week on my podcast. All right. What we forget is that the masses, the normies, the sheeple, the big numbers, the people that listen to the All Out show on Sirius XM, they're not ready for it. We start talking about Balenciaga, this, that, and the other. They have no idea. It's bizarre, right? Because in our world, we research this stuff. Everyone's familiar with all these topics. Well, most people, you forget, have no idea. They have no clue any of this is going on. Even if they have heard of this, the media does a pretty good job of dismissing these as just silly conspiracy theories, which is exactly what the whole QAnon movement, the PSYOP, was set up to do. That was the tool they used, and they pulled that card already for this Balenciaga thing. I talked about that with, who did I talk about that with? I've been talking about this so much. I went on Chiller Queen podcast. Check out our discussion on Balenciaga there. I think it was where we went into that. But what Jude is allowing us to do, you know, shout out to Rude Jude and, you know, the people that helped make this happen. I don't want to say their names. I don't know if they want to stay anonymous. They know who they are. And all the people who reached out to them on their Instagram and said, hey, get Isaac back on and all that. We're doing something very new here. This is a mainstream audience and a large one at that. All right. Rude Jude was on, he got interviewed by Howard Stern. This is a big deal. Okay. And I've been a listener to that show for years. In fact, if you're new to this whole, the All Out show or Rude Jude, look up, I don't know if it's on YouTube anymore. God, they censor everything. But there was a very famous argument he got into with the boxer Floyd Mayweather. And it was radio gold. I know we can't say radio, it's satellite, right? Anyway, I was actually driving home from work, and I caught the middle of the conversation. I was like, whoa, what is happening right now? But what Jude is allowing us to do here is more or less infect the masses with our insanity. No, what he's trying to do is allow us to share these ideas and start waking people up to some of these ideas. And he is playing very much the role of his audience. He knows what his audience knows and thinks and wants and all that, right? So when he pushes back, when he's cutting me off, it's because I'm going too deep on him. So we're trying to balance this out. I talked to Jude and he was like, hey man, this is going to take several shows till we get it right. because I'm so used to this 1 hour podcast format, me talking as long as I want to talk to you. No one cutting me off. No, but we're on mainstream radio. Like people have short attention spans and people have no idea what we're talking about. So I've got a lot of sort of training to do to simplify these topics and be more to the point. Jude is helping me with that. Okay. So when he's cutting me off, it's not a disrespectful thing. He's just trying to facilitate this huge effort being undertaken here. And this is a big deal. You know, for example, you know, okay, here's a great example. Because Jay Dyer and I have had very parallel sort of upbringings here, right? And Jay Dyer, he's hosting Alex Jones's InfoWars now, like hour four or whatever. That's a huge deal, right? That's awesome. It's a big deal. I would be over the moon, over that fake moon, if I was given that opportunity, right? The difference is, because here I'm not, and I'm not trying to compare myself to Jay Dyer. I'm not trying to say this is the same thing. I'm just trying to give you an example how I look at this. Jay Dyer hosts the InfoWars, but he's speaking to the choir, right? Or preaching to the choir. Sorry, it's early in the morning. If you can't tell by my screwed up voice. He's preaching to the choir, which is fine, right? I'm not, that's not a dig. I'm not trying to diss him, right? So don't come at me with that. Jay Dyer's a friend of mine, I'd like to think. We've exchanged ideas and podcasts in the past. But this is different. I'm just trying to highlight the differences here and why I think this is important. Because we are being given the opportunity to speak to the masses, and that's where the real change can happen. Now, I don't know what that change is. Like I always say, I don't know the answers. Just being aware of these things might be all it takes. And the reason I say that is from years of therapy, and sometimes, you know, especially as a male full of toxicity, I want to suppress my emotions. And sometimes to solve that anxiety, all it takes is to spotlight it and look at it and acknowledge it and be aware of it. Sometimes that's all it takes. And that's what I think about some of these things, right? The kids, right? They're messing with the kids. We all agree that's something not good. And I think raising awareness of it and getting people to know that might be enough. I'm not saying, hey, let's cancel Balenciaga. I'm not saying let's cancel these artists. I'm saying let's just all be aware of it, talk about it, and let it be known that most of the public is offended by this. So anyway, that's kind of the idea of what we're trying to pull off here. And it's a huge, dare I say, radical and monumental effort. So bear with us as, you know, Jude's, it seems like he's cutting me off. Bear with it that he's trying to help me. I'm not going to say dumb this down. Simplify it. He's helping me simplify it. Because right now the masses, we start going into deep things and all, the Baphomet is the seat of the intellect and start talking like that. Masses are checking out. They don't know what a Baphomet is. They don't even know what the intellect is. They don't know why is the wisdom and the Sophia goddess. They're like, who are these? What are they talking about? They're checking out. They're going over to Hip Hop Nation. They're tuning out. So we're trying to make this happen. All right. So first, take a listen to the special message I have from Jude. Then take a listen to our full discussion. We take some phone calls and all that stuff. It's great. And I'll hit you on the other side.
What up, though? This for all the Isaacs folks. I just read some of the criticism, and it's valid, but I want you to consider this. I'm not talking to you. Isaac is talking to my people. I'm trying to get my people to understand Isaac and your point of view so that you can have more people considering that shit. So I have to stop him when he is losing me, using jargon I don't know, referencing people I don't know, talking about gods I don't know. Because if I don't know them, motherfuckers in goddamn Newark are not going to know them either. So that is why I kept cutting him off. And I know it was driving me crazy as well. I didn't like it either. But consider, not everybody is is coming to shit at the same rate as you. Think about it like this. With the conspiracy theory shit, or truther, I didn't even know what the fucking truther was. For that shit, y'all cats are like in trigonometry. Most of my listeners, we fucking around with multiplication. We're just trying to catch up. So I do appreciate everyone listening. It might not have been for you to enjoy, but keep in mind, I know my audience better than you do, and I'm trying to get them on your team. So some things are bigger than you could even understand. That's it.
Turn that up. I was telling John, I don't know if you noticed, but me and my homie Don't, we had a radio show. There was a college by us, and anybody could be on radio, so we just signed up to do our own radio show. Like, 7 people could hear it. And we're mad young, so we're just thirsty for listeners. We like to talk shit and be like, hey, if you're listening, call up. Please. We need you. And this is the first like non-rap song that I felt comfortable playing. Cause believe it or not, that whole mixing genres, playing everything all together all the time, wasn't as big as you think it is.
It was like
damn near 30 years, or yeah, it was like, let's see, 20 something years ago. Fuck, I can't even do math anymore. Oh yeah, like 24 years ago.
That's what all the college kids think works when they get out of college and they come.
What was that?
When they come here to Sirius or their stations, like, I've got it all figured out. You play everything. No, you don't, idiot.
Yeah, that Jack FM was their fucking deal. Yeah. But you got, man, I when I first started, because I had a really broad, by the time I got the job here, I was just kind of over fucking just rap. I was getting bored. I want to listen to more shit. So I just play all these different songs together. And I think I opened up a mix talking shit over Kenny Loggins. Oh. And they were terrified. They was terrified. They're like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. Fucking talking shit over the Danger Zone right now, I guess. I guess that's what I'm doing. But like, turn this song up. This was like the one song that I felt comfortable that I could like cross genres with. And let me qualify something else too. Like, we didn't start that shit. The cats I grew up listening to, like Electrifying Mojo, one of my biggest inspirations, he was doing that too, man. He was playing everything. He bust out some fucking Gary Newman Cars, some fucking, like, you know, soul disco-y type shit, like Cutie Pie, and then bust off into the B-52s and Print. Like, he just was playing everything. So there's nothing new under the sun. I just kind of reintroduced it. And this was the one thing I could listen to, or people wouldn't be upset. They'd be like, oh, what is that? Like, it's Daft Punk, sir. Good old days. Man, those levels are so weird. I can't even hear if it's on or not. But I trust that it is on.
It's there.
Oh, that's Around the World now?
Yep.
This first album is dope. I fuck with this first album.
No, absolutely. This is good. Little disco party, come on.
Yeah, this is their giant off the ground. There's another one that, like, they're going to a party or some shit. So you hear all this outdoor stuff, and the music fades in and out and in and out. It's a slappity doo da. And there's all there. Then they blew up like shit. 10 years after this. Doing all of the live shows, and I became the bitter hipster. What the fuck you know about these cats? we're going to Daft Punk at Lollapalooza. I'm like, yeah, what you fucking know about that? Shut the fuck up. Wait, which is Lolla? What's the one in the desert? I don't know. Hey.
What is that one in the desert?
What's it called? Coachella. Yeah. Bong, bing, bong.
Oh, I've turned down every chance I've had to go to that.
Ah, yeah. I will never go to Coachella.
Fuck that.
The only tent. Way if I'm going to Coachella is if I got a fucking helicopter that's going to fly me in, park me some shit, let me just chill.
Did you hang on a giant tower?
I didn't know they had them. No, I'd just be backstage. I just want to deal with dust. Ugh. I went to some electronic shit in the summer. Everybody dresses the exact same. We're all such big individuals. We just need to look like our friends. So that new look was like leather chaps, girls wearing G-string bikinis, just ass out, and like a mesh top. I was like, oh, that's sexy. And then I saw like 10 more of them, and I was like, actually, I'm okay with all these chicks biting off each other, so I can look at their asses. Beautiful. Beautiful. It was very good, but I ended up losing my drugs. It's just... Because, you know, they checking everything.
Waking up hungover in a tent in the desert is not my future. That is not happening.
I would rather go to Burning Man than that, but I don't want to go to either one. Let's be real. That's like, do you want to get your head chopped off or do you want to be shot in the head? Either way, if done properly, it could be fairly fast, but
I have to find something.
Yeah, I'm going with Coachella just because it's got more orgy-ish things. But you are literally fucking, or not Coachella, Burning Man. But you're dealing with burners. My homegirl is a burner. She was this Yale chick. She worked on Jenny Jones. That's how I met all the fucking Yale people. And she went there. She had a birthday party and all her burner homies showed up. It was amazing. Like, man, it's just like the universe is there for you, man. Oh boy. It's like you just fucking do your thing, you vibe, you let it go. And like one time I needed gloves, man. I didn't know where to get them. And then I swear to you, fucking 3 hours later, some guy was like,
you want these gloves?
Hey, man? I got gloves. Do you need them? It's fucking the universe. So you're going to have to listen to that type of talk before you get your dick sucked. But you can't make it happen. We just believe in trade, man. Everybody's just bringing something to the table and trading, man. It's awesome.
The brotherhood of life.
Love it. I was willing to go there just to get some drug connects. Trying to get a plug, get a wacky outfit, and show up over there. Boom.
That I believe.
All right. Coachella. Lollapalooza. And now we're going to talk about Illuminati. My man, Dr. Isaac. He's coming on. We're going to play a very fast song because he and I need to quarterback this a little bit. Game plan with the shit we're going to talk about. I do want to touch on that Balenciaga stuff. I find it incredibly frustrating that there's all this weird child fucking stuff and it just doesn't get addressed. Did you notice that? Did you? Anybody, like, there's certain shit they will beat to fucking death. That's like a non-news story. They'll beat it to death. Usually to prove some fucking talking point that they want to just harp on. And then kids get fucked and nobody knows. It gets brushed under. Like, how come everyone's not? That's why I don't believe in canceling, right? Companies cancel before the market dictates that there needs to be a cancellation. Because at the end of the day, nobody really gives a fuck. I think I saw like five Guidos burning their Balenciaga shoes on TikTok, but like no one cares. They should though. Like, hey man, y'all over here like big up in fucking weird antisocial behavior like this. Nah, man, we can't do that. John doesn't mind that much. He thinks I'm crazy for getting upset about kid fuckers.
Exactly.
The only kid fuckers I can get upset with are the priests. They're right on board because that's connected to religion. Anything else, like, chill out. Calm down. What, they fucked a couple of kids, man. I'm sure they came. But then you bring up religion, I gotta hear a fucking diatribe on priest butt fucking. Even the Epstein shit got turned into a meme. Epstein didn't even kill himself. Yeah, like, well, that's besides the point. The point is he's got a list of motherfuckers that got on that plane with him. And none of us know what the fuck, no one knows who's on that list. No one cares because we're like Ellen DeGeneres and Nemo. We can't help ourselves. But I'm gonna keep hitting you with that shit. I don't know if it's satanic or not, but I do know that they're celebrating fondling and other weird shit with kids.
Okay.
Okay, Joe, whatever. Yeah, that wasn't an island. Was it an island or wasn't it an island? Was Epstein connected with kid fucking?
That appears to be the case, yeah.
And that's a lot of kids. You think he could have fucked all those kids?
I think he was doing a lot of things. A lot of bad things.
I think he was working with some people. I think he was working with people that had a fucking enough money to go bang out some children, bro. But yet, you're not even curious to know who it is.
Me?
Yeah, sure. You're like, yeah, you're fucking being ridiculous.
No, but man, the way that you're stating it, it's just...
It's the fucking truth. I've heard way more hyperbolic statements on a one-time anecdotal occurrence to prove some fucking fact across the board. But me saying like, hey, man, it's been going on for quite some time. I still don't know who the fuck they're fucking... Who's fucking who? Who's zooming who?
For the record, I'm against molesting children. There you go. Not in...
Well, practice what you preach then, John.
Okay. Get up my game.
And the way, like, who's the most... Like, if I run up on a kid and just punch him in his head, y'all not going to like that. Why? Because they're like the most little unprotected little tiny balls of hope that we got out here. Don't do that shit. Somehow we don't... It doesn't translate over here to rich people fondling them. Not blaming it on the media, god damn it. But we're pushing back. Balenciaga, a whole mixture of like weird kid things and occultist shit. That and more. Coming up next. Shade 4-5, we got my guy, Dr. Isaac. He's not really a doctor, but neither is half these fucking doctors. Let's be real. Dr. Phil, give me a fucking break. Dr. Isaac Weishaupt.
Hey, thanks for having me back on, dude.
Oh, thanks for coming back. I appreciate you being here. I wanted to follow up on some of the Balenciaga shit, kind of learn a bit more. I felt like our first visit was you just trying to explain Illuminati shit to
me,
the callers.
Yeah, and I think to be fair to the listeners, I do think that I'm going to try to do better at zooming out and not getting into some of these confusing terms and complex ideas. I'm going to try to make this a little easier to sort of digest this time. So I'll try my best.
No, I was talking to nobody's mad at you, Isaac. They're mad at me for fucking cutting you off mid-sentence, but because there'd be three words I didn't know what the fuck you meant, so I couldn't even follow.
No, I'm with you. I appreciate that.
I don't know, no one else can.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah, but I wasn't trying to like, how dare you? How dare you, sir? It does give better context to us to help me understand it and everybody else understand better. All right, so last we spoke, it's the whole fucking thing really went away very quickly, didn't it though?
Yeah, absolutely. They know the news cycle is pretty short. They know if they could just lay low, and you'll notice a lot of the figures involved in this, a lot of the artists, a lot of the fashion companies, they set their Instagram pages to private. I noticed immediately, because when topics like this happen, I immediately start researching and trying to find photos and images. And you can catch some people that get on it real quick and they're able to snag some images from the Instagrams, but they've all set their stuff to private and they're trying to ride out the storm, so to speak. And
they're probably going through grabbing anything that's damning right now.
Right.
What do you mean? Is it who went private? The whole company Balenciaga went private?
No, Balenciaga, they wiped all of the images from their page, though.
Okay.
And they removed the images from their website.
Okay, so it's the people that deal with them. It's not the giant brand. It's the people working along with them went private.
That's right. Like, because there's a lot of people catching a lot of heat from this, or they were, you know, the photographer, the production design set people, the main creative designer and all this stuff.
And so including what?
So like, for instance, I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
They dropped a photo shoot of, it was called the Spring 23 campaign. And okay. they had three images, or three different models, excuse me. They had Bella Hadid, Nicole Kidman, and Isabel Huppert. And in one of the images featuring Isabel Huppert, she's in an office, and in the background, if you zoomed in, you could see that there were two art books on her desk. And those two art books, when you start digging into it, you find a lot of really dark occult ideas, and you find stuff about the little kids. For instance, okay. Matthew Barney was the one. In fact, last time I was on here, I think I mentioned that he had this art exhibit called the Cremaster Cycle. And it, you know, the Cremaster is the muscle that covers the genitals. I think we talked about it for a second.
Yeah, I'm glad you're going back to that, because I sure the fuck didn't know what you're talking about. Wait, Isabel, is it Isabel Hubbard Escalera, or is that a different
man,
one?
I don't know. I don't even know who this person is. She looked like Courtney Cox. I thought it was Courtney Cox when I saw it, but
okay, all right. So she's a model. That's why I was looking her up as you were saying. So this other cat, who was he? How's he attached?
So the art books that they chose to have prominently placed on the desk next to the model, the one was by Matthew Barney, who did this Cremaster art exhibit. And
it's a genital art exhibit.
No, there's no genitals in the art, but the title of it referred to the stages of ascension and descension of the testicles. You know how, like, when you get out of the pool and it's cold, your stuff shrinks up,
man.
That's the muscle that does that.
Yeah, signs up the whole thing on that shit. Yeah, you ain't bullshitting.
And the art exhibit, his concept was there's different stages, and you know, he plays it out on a 5-part film, and this whole film is about 7 hours. It never was available to the public.
Why would it be?
They sold it as he sold it as 20 sets of DVDs. They were sold for $100,000 plus a piece, and you can watch 30 minutes of one of them. And in that 30-minute segment, you can find it online. There, it's loaded with symbolism of the Freemasons, which a lot of people allege to be one of these groups of the Illuminati, secretly controlling everything, right?
Right, right.
And it's a lot of really important stuff. Like, he's very clearly well-versed in it. He calls himself the Entered Apprentice in it, which is a term only people familiar with Freemasonry would understand. And they show these different symbols throughout the whole sequence. Yeah,
like I'm watching a bunch of, like, this is a fairly new thing, because right now he looks like some type of, like, demon-y ears guy in an all white suit dancing on a real close up picture of the Ukrainian flag.
Oh, that's interesting.
I don't know if it's the Ukrainian flag, but it's also the same cover. Remember the like the equal signs with the yellow and blue? It's also that same color of equality. There's ones I'm looking in here where it's like he's like a grown ass man's head, and there's a bunch of little kids' heads all around him. Fuck it. Yeah, his whole deal, he looks straight up like a goat, which is, isn't that the goat a symbol of the occult as well?
That's right. There's a, they call it the Baphomet, and it's a male goat. Mm-hmm. And this male goat has female breasts, and the whole concept it's trying to convey, and this was made famous by the Satanic Temple. They were trying to get a statue of their Baphomet goat.
Okay.
On public grounds next to the Ten Commandments as a statement of saying, hey, we've got freedom of religion, so we should be allowed to put this out right next to the Christian symbol.
And honestly, I got like, if you're going to do it, I feel like, yeah, I get the principle.
I get the principle too. I don't disagree with their concept.
This is not the best. All right, let's not get too caught up on this because these pictures are fucking weird. You could look it up online just to see the shit he's into.
Yes, and in this Cremaster,
like weird Scottish shit mixed with it.
Yeah, that's the Freemasonic thing, because there's different flavors of Freemasonry, and one of them is the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry.
So let's move forward then. That was on the Balenciaga desk.
Yeah, and then there was another artist that
repping. Okay,
the other artist is named Michael Borman, and the book that he has on the desk is called As Sweet as It Gets, but he was made sort of famous by all these people talking about it with this artwork called Fire from the Sun. And I wouldn't advise people to Google these images necessarily, but if you do,
are you on a list or some shit?
I don't know. It's got paintings of little toddlers, and they're just paintings, right? These aren't photos, but they're paintings of little toddlers, and they're doing various things like holding severed heads and covering themselves in blood and then cooking up body parts.
The dude's name, because it's just showing me fire from Michael Borman's. It just looks like a bunch of sun shots to me. Hold up. All right, and that's fucked up.
Right.
Hey, this looks like some shit out of a weird horror movie. It's set up in, it looks like it's in a fucking like a model place with the shit, the, you know, the fabric hanging in the background, and it's just has like one kid covered in blood, a child, he must be three, naked, and he's just covered in blood from his shoulders down, looking at some severed things. And then it looks as if there's other little children around in the corner, and they're covered in blood, and it almost looks like they're eating or something to that effect. So these are the images that Balenciaga is like, hey man, this is going to sell us some fucking shit. This is going to sell a shoe right here. I don't know if they're trying to be edgy or not, but it's a fucking weird thing.
Right. And then if some people say, and I haven't confirmed this, so I'm not going to run with it, but they claim that there's images of them castrating these little boys and stuff and all kinds of wild
could
stuff.
Could be, man. There's a lot of, like, I can't, like, I'm looking on my phone, but.
Mm-hmm.
And to be fair, it doesn't look like they're playing kickball. I'll tell you that much. There's some really weird. I put it this way, man. Like if I went to someone's house and they had this was one of their coffee table books, I'm not fucking with it. And the funny thing is they can get away with it because the art is actually decent. So that's their excuse. But like, what are you? Why are you doing this, man? Like, it's weird.
They to defend them, right? They argue that the painting is officially supposed to be representing the human condition. Now, how and why, I don't know. Well, again, look, kind of a weird flex to paint these.
We're like
kids
innocent savages or some shit like that. Is that what they're trying to say? That we're both savage and innocent.
I suppose.
Get that, but
I mean, I get.
I can give you a reason. I can come up with some philosophical reason for fucking child porn, but I at the end of the day, it don't matter. It's just still everything on here looks like it's some demonic shit. And that's me being open. Like, you know, I brought on Satanists to discuss things with me. So I'm not some super paranoid Bible person. I'm just looking. It's weird. So that was on this lady's shit.
Right. And
so let's move forward with that.
I want to roll all of this into a higher purpose for why they're doing it. Because for me, I'm trying to make sense of why they would do all this stuff. Right. But I do have a reason for why. And I want to talk about one more thing about Balenciaga real quick.
Okay.
The translations, if you translate from Latin to English, if you translate ball NC Aga to English, it translates as ball is the king. Now, when they say ball, B-A-A-L, which again was on the tape, on the packaging tape that you see in one of the images, but ball is a reference to Moloch, who, when we're talking about a god in the Old Testament, they would sacrifice little kids to. Now, you might say, and you might wonder why, like, why would you want to mess with the kids, and why would you want to sacrifice kids and talk about all this crazy, wacky stuff?
Fuck, ass. Like, they've been doing that since the Bible. Who's it?
Exactly. This is
Abraham had to, or I forgot, Jacob. Somebody had to stab their kid up, and then the guy was like, "Hey, nah, we should check and see if he was really about that shit." Go on.
Which is pretty wild when you think about it. Yeah, that was Abraham and Isaac. He was supposed to sacrifice his own child.
Yeah.
But the purpose of all this, you have to understand the occult sciences, and they worship nature and God, and they think they can become God themselves. And this goes, I mean, this is a long conversation. This goes way back to antiquity. It goes back to the ancient Egyptians, the secret societies. They supposedly all knew this concept, what they call ritual magic. And it's the idea of bending the will of the universe to the will of the magician. Very much like stage magic, but in reality, they think they can really do this stuff.
Yeah.
And when you've got these kids and you talk about human sacrifice and, you know, all this kind of stuff that people like us, we hear about it, we're like, that's really dark, that's really gross. There's a certain kind of energy you can get from it, arguably to them the most powerful kind of energy. You'll see that in some of their texts. They'll say it's the most powerful magic. And when you
understand, they're magical,
they've got the most energy, right?
And they're super innocent a lot of times, generally speaking. Yeah, totally makes sense.
Yeah, they're sort of stealing that innocence in a way.
Well, yeah, and like, let's keep it a trillion. Put yourself, sounds awful, but put yourself in the shoes of one of these occult people. They could probably kill a billion bums and no one will even notice. But who wants to kill a bum? Like, I'm not drinking bum blood. I don't know what the fuck's in that. Probably all types of AIDS and traces of fucking dope and speed. It's going to be a bad vibe. So they're going the exact opposite. Something that was so pure that they can corrupt and kill.
Which we talked about last time. We talked about how the Aztecs would use the blood of the child because that was the purest form as a sacrifice to the gods.
Well, the thing, and like, it's not just human sacrifice, goes back to every fucking, if you go far back enough, it's every area has practiced that. The pagans use human sacrifice. Everybody used human sacrifice.
That's right.
And I guess they're like, hey man, we should probably chill that shit out.
That's right.
Like, hey man, let's just stop killing these kids. It's clearly, it still works for them. So there it is. All right. So what does this mean that?
Okay. And I want to set this
now
up.
Now that we understand all of that, what does this mean with Balenciaga?
Well, here's an interesting idea, because my particular field of study and research is to research all these occult concepts and topics and ideas. But then I also consume a lot of television and pop culture. So the third season of American Horror Story was called American Horror Story Coven. And in this, it's a story about this witch coven, this group of witches. And in the storyline, there's this concept of the blood sacrifice. It's called the sacred taking ritual. And the idea is that the head witch would be sacrificed for the good of the group of witches so that the next one could take over. And at the end of the season, when they finally do the blood sacrifice of this witch, the last thing she says is Balenciaga.
Get out of here.
I swear to God, that's what she says.
Was that Stevie Nicks? Was she like...
No, that wasn't Stevie Nicks. That, she was in that season, though. She was in that
landslide,
season.
Landslide brought it down, Balenciaga. That's fucking wild as shit, man.
Yeah, it's really strange that they would do that, right? But to me, it all fits into this concept. We touched on it last time for real briefly. It's called Revelation of the Method. And the idea is that they have to show us what they're doing. They have to show us. And
they have, because then they know they're, it's on you. You fucked yourself. I didn't fuck you. You fucked yourself. I put it right there out there for you. You might not have, you didn't read the whole contract and totally understand it, but we did tell you that type of deal.
Exactly. Same idea as the what they call the Faustian bargain. They're signing your name on the contract with the devil. It's the same idea where they and here's the thing about Revelation of the Method. All the people that have talked about this over the years, and you could refer to I don't want to go too deep on people, but the Rosicrucian group. They
I don't even know who. Look, yeah, let's just, like, right. It's even taken us 20 minutes for you to tell me about this one person. Like, that's how deep and involved this is.
Right.
It's so much to it. So, like, just broad stroke me. So, what is the thing behind Balenciaga? They've always been like this.
Yeah, it's part of Revelation of the Method, according to me, right? According to my understanding.
But, like, let me ask you this. Balenciaga is a family name. Does that mean his family was in that, or is this just an unfortunate fucking accident?
No, it is, in fact, the family's name, but there's some weird circumstances around that as well about the guy's name, okay. Because the people who he worked with and the big names like Christian Dior, he said he called Balenciaga he called him the master of us all. And then when he died, one of these big fashion magazines says the king is dead. And I already talked about how Balenciaga translates to ball is the king.
Yeah.
And Balenciaga was his middle name, by the way. That was a given name to him. Now,
it wasn't a surname, or it wasn't the family name. Whoa.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's nothing that wasn't handed down. That was sought out.
Right.
Okay.
Now I don't know if he was some kind of Rosemary's Baby, satanic.
He probably was just some shit. His parents was into that, but like that gives me a lot more clarity than, hey man. My last name is Angelini. It means little angels. It does not mean I'm a good person, you know. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, back in the day, an angel could be a rascal. If you look at the art from the Renaissance, the angels aren't always like super chill on the cloud. Like they're fucking with you.
And so you got the fallen angel, who's the rebel, right? The Luciferian rebel.
Yeah, and that's the bringer of light. 888-742-3345. 888-742-3345. If you got anything to fucking add to this, or any questions, call up right now. What else did you see within pop culture that is connected to this? And do you think that, I believe that bosses tell people what to do, so a lot of the people that we see discussing this shit haven't even considered it. The deepness of it, and to look into it too deeply would be to threaten their job and livelihood. So it's not even their best interest to discuss it or to look into it. But that's just me.
Well, one more idea you could look at, you're talking about bosses. Francois Henri Pinault owns this company called Kering, and Kering owns Balenciaga. They own Gucci. They own Yves Saint Laurent. They own a bunch of big names.
Hey, give me the name. I'm going to look him up because my sister had another thing on his ass. I just couldn't find his name. What's his last name? How you say it?
Pinault? I'm probably mispronouncing it. P-I-N.
I mean, we're not French. I'll give you a break. P-I-N-A-L-T.
P-I-N-A-U-L-T. Yeah.
You know.
That's Selma Hayek's husband, by the way.
I smell like armpits. I fucking BB. Pinault. Okay, got you. All right, so what about this Pinal guy? Selma Hayek's...
Selma Hayek's husband, which is kind of odd, right? But anyway.
Yeah, Pinal.
He owns all kinds of these fashion designer lines. He also owns the Christie's auction house where they auction off art. Now, a lot of conspiracy people started lighting him up because at these art auctions, it included, obviously, art, right? And one of them was art by Jake and Dinos Chapman. And they would have these mannequin dolls of kids. For instance, I'll describe the one. The one's called, it's called Fuckface. And it's a male child, a toddler, with, instead of his nose, he has a erect penis. And a butthole instead of a mouth.
Damn, they're really just going that whole thing, huh? Aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. And then they have one with a little girl with the similar, swap outs there.
But they do like nipples for eyes and her mouth is a vagina. Is that what it was or something?
Well, she has a vagina instead of the nose and mouth.
Oh, she's. And they let her keep her mouth. That's nice of them. That's fucking awesome. That's weird, dog. Like, why why, bro? Like,
it's because they got it. Because when you get into some of these people who are really into artwork and into channeling dark,
yeah, they're really rich and they like that weird shit, right?
Yeah, and they think that the more you break rules, the more you are able to create. So to them,
right,
there's something to this. There's something to making contact with this dark stuff.
Yeah, and look, I've seen people have everything taken away from them for saying shit that goes against popular belief. Yet, here's these companies championing like the victimization and kind of children, and it even can be tied into a paranoid culty type deal, which John doesn't believe any of this, but I think John could agree that, hey man, how come there's no clapback about this dude making little fucking art toys, art things of sexualizing children? And if anybody knows anything, you need to understand that most of the beliefs that you have right now came from entertainment and news pushing those beliefs into your head. To normalize gay marriage, you saw an influx of fucking television shows dealing with that, more characters dealing with that, to the point where they were overrepresented. And they showed you like, oh, you're a good person and all that. And that's fine. But I'm just letting cats know, like 15 years ago or 10 years, Obama was like, nah, fuck that gay marriage shit. And now it's like, hey man, what? I can't give your kid a lap dance and a dress? What are you, a fucking bitch? You a homophobe? Like, that's how crazy it's gotten. And that was purely one big tool was media. And I feel like that's where they're doing it here too as well.
And that all started with Ronald Reagan, by the way.
It started before Ronald Reagan there, champ. That's lazy thinking, man. Go back.
The laws surrounding what they could advertise to children with and show children changed in the 1980s.
Yeah, but the thing is okay, that's now we're operating under the that children are easily led. Knowing that's why Camel Joe can't be on cigarette packs and shit like that.
That's right.
But they're not following through. That law means it's a toothless law. If people are allowed to come in and present ideas that half the country feels to be a bit dangerous to the family, and they're doing it on, it's not even a private company that's doing it. It's the taxpayers footing this bill. So yeah, that law came from Reagan, but marketing and media is just propaganda. It's a nice name for it. And that's been going on since beginning of time. It's just gotten more sophisticated.
Yeah, I did a lot of research into Edward Bernays. He did a lot of stuff to, you know, he's the one that got women to start smoking cigarettes. He's the one who said, yeah,
Freud's nephew.
Yeah, exactly. And he's the one that convinced America bacon and eggs was the proper breakfast, because it used to not be at all. It used to be granola or something like that before.
Well, that was like that cereal shit, and that was to keep people from masturbating. That came from Kellogg's.
That's right.
Everything has this weird fuck. Yeah, they didn't want people to. They thought sugar would stimulate you, thus making you want to touch your genitals. And all your delicious cereals comes from Battle Creek, Michigan, where Kellogg's, and I think even Post is out of there. So everything's attached to the next thing. That's why it's so important that we know our history. All right, who we got?
Got Austin in Atlanta, Georgia.
And have questions or some shit like that, yo. And John, if they're out of their mind, fucking just dump it. Especially if you've heard the argument, we heard that argument. So let's go. Who's next? Austin.
Yo.
8-8-7-4. John said we got no calls. 888-742-3345. 888-742-3345. You got any questions or anything on this, or comments or some shit that was going on that we can like double check if it's attached to this? And also, like, if you don't care about this, tell me why. I'm kind of curious. I would also like to know about that. Who's on?
That would be Austin in Atlanta, Georgia.
Austin!
Yo.
What up, man?
What's up, man? Hey, I was wondering, is there like a pecking order to this Illuminati thing, or is like, you know, the artists that they would say or any, like, what would their order be in?
Say that again. There's got to be a pecking order. I think everybody likes that. But then what was the second thing you said? I couldn't hear you. The artist thing?
Oh, like the artists like Jay-Z, the Beyonce, the people that, you know, people would assume, where would they come in all this? Because I don't think they would be at the top.
No, that's a good question. They don't seem like the type of people that were like raised in it, but like kind of introduced to it type deal. Is that what you meant?
I mean, you know, established
themselves. Yeah. But can you please extrapolate on that?
Yeah, definitely. So as far as like a pecking order goes, it's like that concept of the Russian dolls. As you get further into the inner groups, you supposedly, allegedly, learn the secret truth of the real secret doctrine, which is this Luciferian religion. For instance, in the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry, you've got 33 degrees of initiation. You know, the first few degrees, people join the Freemasons. They're like, hey, I'm cooking up pancake fundraisers. There's nothing nefarious going on here. But once you get up there to the higher levels, supposedly this is when they start letting you into the inner group. And you see this a lot with different organizations.
Scientology does that shit. That was the first thing that came to mind when you were speaking on it.
Yeah, the Nazis did this. It was like there was always like an inner group, but then when you got into that group, you found there was an inner group, and so on and so forth. Now, as far as the artists go, they are the modern day gods. And if you think about it like this, back in the days of Rome, we had this pantheon of gods, and everybody worshipped whichever gods they wanted. They liked this god because it, you know, gave them
ours is the stamina. God of war.
Yeah, it just depended on what they wanted to worship, and they gave them many options. And I argue that today celebrities are those new gods. I mean, they get treated exactly like that. They get treated like God everywhere they go, by everyone, and the media helps perpetuate this. They help perpetuate, and you'll notice if someone falls out of the good graces of the media, then they hop all over all the negative publicity too to try to tear them down.
So the media decides who's the gods, and much like mythologies, gods can have a fall from grace.
And the media, like we talked about last time, I think the media is 90% of all media is controlled by 6 different corporations. So there's really not this huge, diverse group of media voices. There's generally a repeating broadcasted message that they all coordinate on.
So let me get this straight. The media, who's telling me? that everyone needs a seat at the table and there should be some representation is actually the least seated at the table. Everyone else is at the fucking kiddie table and they decide what's going on.
Yeah.
Huh. That's crazy.
That's a, I mean, that seems pretty confirmed. I on my scale of how rational is that theory, that's one of the most rational because it seems the most realistic. Now, it's funny you brought up Jay-Z. He recently, Larry Johnson, a running back for the NFL, was friends with Jay-Z. He's a big time conspiracy guy now. He's mentioned a lot of conspiracy theories that I myself find a little extreme that I don't buy into, but that's fine. Right. But he was friends with Jay-Z. And even he said that he was involved with this Luciferian religion, you know?
Did he give an example of how Jay-Z was? Because I'm not just going to take like some, hey, this dude, I heard this.
Right.
I'm lazy and fucking cheap and I don't want to do what I hate.
Yeah, I get that. No, he didn't. Not as far as I can tell, but
I'm not going to take that dude serious.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that. But Beyonce, her recent album, the cover with the horse on it, the guy who shot that and designed that horse on the Renaissance album is Nicolas Desjardins. This is the guy that's in hot water for this Balenciaga little kids photo shoot. He's the guy who was behind that. Oh,
what's up with all these wacky Frenchmen? Are they the Satanists? Is that what you keep saying? Fucking French names, bro.
Hey, they say that the Illuminati, the Bavarian Illuminati, was supposedly behind the French Revolution because the French Revolution was this idea of man pursuing his own will, and that's what America is based upon.
Yeah, yeah, it's an individualistic thing, and you can really make shit grow, but it does come at a price. And then Bavarian means German. So that
we're
connected to Nazis as well, or have they established that?
No, not necessarily connected to Nazis, but to one curious. One more thing that connects into all of this real quick. Jay-Z recently, you know, Ye's been all over the media for saying all kinds of stuff. He said that Jay-Z had done some kind of sacrifices himself. Like he implied that he's involved in some of these dark occult arts. Now he didn't give any specifics. Clearly,
I think he kind of did posit that a couple of people's like sons,
yeah, Michael Jordan's son and Bill Cosby's like, son,
yeah, and then other ways have been quote unquote emasculated, meaning like they're not even gonna reproduce anymore, which is life to reproduce. So,
well, if you you asked about a specific with Jay-Z. Jay-Z was wearing that hoodie that says "Do Without Wilt," which was the Aleister Crowley sort of saying.
But this is what I don't know, man. Are these cats just trying to be edgelords? Are they just trying to like?
I get that. Maybe
you know, right? I was into punk and hip hop, and you couldn't get it nowhere. But like from the sources, and then suddenly you got Hot Topic at the mall, and everybody can be punk.
Yeah, I
like.
I see what you're saying. Is
he a punk?
I got one more for you. This is a little more rational. All right. Okay. The speaking of Beyonce's new album Renaissance, she has this whole thing that she's trying to do with the metaverse, which is this digital matrix thing. And Jay-Z owns this metaverse company called Spatial Labs, right? So he's also trying to get more or less into this metaverse thing, which to me is the ultimate end game for these occultists, is getting us all into this digital matrix, which is a place where they have total control.
Yeah, well, reality is whatever they say reality is.
Yes. And it also
in making us believe that in real life, like the somebody tells you what reality is and suddenly a billion people won't leave their house.
Exactly. And that's why people got banned off of all the social medias, because the social media is version 1.0 of this matrix. So
also Renaissance, isn't that a new beginning?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's the new age. Yeah.
Yeah, the new age, the Renaissance. So it's this new beginning, and she's got a bunch of weird shit. That'd be wacky if this has just been all fucking crazy coincidences. And if we studied anything long enough, we could poke anything apart. But some of this shit is pretty fucking in your face. All right, let's go to phone calls. Who we got, John?
Let's go with Brian in DC.
Brian, do we got any calls or no?
Yeah, we're working on it.
I mean, if we're not getting calls, just let me know. Hey, call up if you want to say some shit. Even the fuck off. Don't care.
Yo, am I on?
Yeah, Brian, you on?
Hey, what's up, Rude? Love your show. What's up, conspiracy guy? I called you last week. I wanted to know what your opinion and how does Ghislaine Maxwell tie into all this? Because I heard that she got 30 years, but they won't list any names, etc. You know, I just think that that's like a good timing as well.
Yeah, that's a good, you know, Ghislaine and Epstein always connect into all this stuff, right? Now, Ghislaine Maxwell, obviously she was plugged in with Epstein. Epstein, he was into fashion also. He had this company he owned with, it's called MC2. He owned it with another French guy. Man, you're onto something, Jude.
Fucking these demon frogs.
Jean-Luc Brunel was infamously
started.
He started MC2 with Epstein, right? And they would go on to find, you know, find models, Sharon Stone, Mia Jovovich, the, you know, the chick from Fifth Element. Now, Brunel, he got arrested too for all the same sex trafficking stuff that Epstein got. And then, you know, he also died of a suicide before trial.
Man, a lot of suicides going on, man. Just keep your head up, even if like you're on trial to be a child molester and you might have to expose everybody just to get out. Don't kill yourself. There's still hope.
Now how all this ties in is that Epstein allegedly also funded a different modeling agency called Midland Agency. Midland Agency I'll wrap it up. I can tell you guys.
I'm listening, but like, keep going.
So Midland Agency was started by Rachel Chandler. Her parents owned the LA Times. She was a major recruiter for Balenciaga runway shows, and she's also been to Epstein Island and so on. So there's definitely less than 60 degrees of separation between Epstein and some of the major players at Balenciaga. And this is all allegedly type stuff, right?
Like if you really dig into all that shit, even all the Twitter files have been coming out, like to see all these family members working there that are connected to government working in Twitter. So this idea that all these different businesses are just working on their own and not in cahoots with everybody else, including the government and all that, is wild. My thing is like, what do we do? Just kind of, you can't be paranoid all the fucking time, but you should be aware.
Yeah, try not to let it influence you to start worshiping Lucifer, right? That's how I take this stuff.
And especially in the rap culture, it's all about your gear. Fashion represents who you are and what you've done with yourself and how you made it and who you identify with. So it is interesting that a lot of these, the theories of the occult is coming from fashion. All right, who's next?
Let's go with Jay in Georgia.
Jay!
Hey, what's up, dude?
Chilla.
My question is, the big and mainstream that's pretty mainstream, is it really a cult?
Say that. I couldn't hear you. If biggest mainstream is, I couldn't hear your question.
Is Freemasonry a cult?
Is Freemasonry a cult?
Yeah. Yeah. And it is, because there's elements, they call it, there's, okay, let me zoom out a little bit. In Freemasonry, there's all kinds of different flavors of it. But in general, in what they call speculative Freemasonry, there's this sort of secret doctrine, I guess is the right way of putting it. And there's what they call the exoteric version of Freemasonry, which is what we all see when we drive down the road. You see the person with the compass and square with the G inside of it on someone's car, right? That's the common symbols. And when I joke about the making pancakes, fundraisers, like that's the exoteric version. But then there's the secret interior version and this is where you get into conspiracy theory, because they would never come out and say, oh yeah, we're secretly worshiping Lucifer when you get to the top. But there's enough evidence that I've read, there's enough indications to me reading various sources and books that makes me believe there is an element of truth to that.
So what I'm taking from you is a lot of people that are involved in it don't realize how deep it is. They're just doing, hey, I want to hang out with some fucking fellas and discuss what's going on in the town, and we'll raise some money. But behind the door and behind the door and behind the door, there's something nefarious going on, something bad.
Bingo, bingo.
There it is. So, yeah, if you're in a Freemason, don't beat yourself up. Those rings look cool as hell, too. Yeah, my great-grandfather, my great-grandfather was a Freemason. He disowned my granddad because he went into be a Catholic, and that wasn't cool to do back in the day, go from Protestant to Catholic. And there was some Freemason movies that was discovered after he died. And my mom and him was watching it, and it was wild shit going on, like weird. Really? Yeah, and my granddad came in and snatched that shit the fuck up. He even had like some secret book, which I wanted it too. I was like, hey, yo, I need that book. He was like, nah, wait till I die. I was like, fine. But it was 20 years later, so I forgot it. But yeah, he had a bunch of wild Freemason shit in the crib. I don't think he was one, but my great-great-granddad was. He was a grand poobah. I need That's my. I want my grand poo. I want like my grand pooba status in this bitch.
You got to get in there and let us know what the truth is.
Well, I got to burn down for that shit. I know. Yeah. Let's keep it moving. What are some of the topics? What are a couple different ones to pick from, John?
Let's see. I'm just trying to understand. Oh, what about? Couldn't this be traced back to the Roman Empire? Who knows?
I bet you it's even before that, but yes, yeah, that's interesting. Let's go with that one.
All right.
Yeah, definitely. It goes back to this.
Wait, let's the person ask the question. They've been waiting so goddamn long. Hey there.
It'll be Martin in Atlanta.
Yo, Martin.
What's up, Judy?
Chilling over here, just trying to soak up all this information. It's a lot, and I'm trying to catch up. So, fucking.
Yeah.
You got Isaac all day.
Well, yeah. All right, Isaac. My question is, seeing that I'm an artist and I draw my dang on self, I always used to think that pretty much they, let's take it back to like when they used to go ahead and have like the naked sculptures and all that other shit. And I mean, that's pretty much what we're just reiterating, right? In our society now, right?
Well, what do you think about that?
I think that there's this idea, and I could rattle off a bunch of names, but a lot of people who are very much the leaders of this occult movement or idea or philosophy, they say stuff about how the new religion is going to be the old religion, and they want to reinstate this idea that nature is God. They really believe the ancient Egyptians called it Neter. Right.
Well, I think nature is God to a certain extent. I think there is God, but it's expressed through nature way more than technology.
And I think that's fair. But the problem when you get into that line of thought, and this is according to, you know, people that talk about this stuff, I'm just reporting what I read. The problem with that is when you get into that idea that nature is God and a lot of these pagan faiths, you start to subscribe to what the Church of Satan gets into. And it's this, they call it social Darwinism. And it's this idea of a natural order, and man's natural order is to pursue what feels good and to basically pursue anything at any cost. And, you know, a lot of the Abrahamic religions, Christianity, Islam, and them, they have a certain moral code. And if you start believing that, well, nature's God, then you, in a way, start boiling out all this moral code and say, well, I'm just going to do what I want to do.
I don't know, man.
I don't know either, but that's what they... That's what
no, I don't about. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with their thing. That there is something within the human species understanding, like, yeah, this is natural to me. But ultimately, what else is natural is being able to live on as humans. And there's certain behaviors that do come naturally to us that need to be quelled in order for us to live in the society that we've built now. And I can't really see how I have taking pictures of or having. I don't equate nudity with a naked fucking little Roman fella. Is a lot different than a bloody toddler eating foreskins like the shit you showed me.
Well, you see, and that's because you don't you're not thinking through the lens of the occult.
Oh, yeah, but you can say I don't understand. Go ahead, man.
That's not what I mean. What I'm saying is,
yeah, don't. But hey, help me.
The occultists, they don't. So in our modern society, we think with this idea that there's a concept of good and concept of evil. But when you get into these occult philosophies, they say everything's the same. They say, you know, God, man, nature, good, evil. All of it's the same. Nothing is off the table. Everything's fine. It just is, you know.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is they're right to a certain extent. But we do need to find some sort of meaning. And in doing that, my meaning is how do we continue on and keep elevating as people and reproducing and all that. Mm-hmm. Certain beliefs that they have.
Well, they think that all of this is done through evolution.
I mean, yo, here's the problem, man. You see how many fucking people out here are fucking morons? I think that the more I watch this shit, I'm like, man, these little satanic motherfuckers, you take away the kid fucking, but like, this really start, why not treat people like fucking cattle? They behave like cattle. Hmm. They out here mooing on the streets when they're told to, and then they go moo in their house when they're told to do that. Why not slaughter them and eat them?
Well, they're
proving that they're fucking just useless pawns.
Well, dude, this is all by design. In Rome, they called it the bread and circus. It was entertainment used to pacify and distract the masses, the sheeple, while the people who mattered did all the things to make the world better for them.
But that's my point is like, they didn't create sheeple. They just dealt with sheeple.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Let's subtract IQ points. So many people are just fucking idiots or so weak that they need to fucking belong that they don't even question anything. So like, yeah. You want that guy making decisions? No, fucking go over there. Eat a popsicle, watch that fucking television show.
I get it. Sometimes I see some of the news stories and I'm like, dude, if I was in the Illuminati, I would do this stuff too. People are just stupid sometimes.
I know, we just too goddamn nice. We're too nice, man. Who we got next?
Let's go with Geronimo in Chicago.
Geronimo!
Yo.
Hey.
So just real quick, just trying to figure out, like, you know, the three crypto billionaires who, like, died all of a sudden, whether it was suicide or whatnot. So do you think that has anything to do with, like, the satanic community and, like, the media controlling, you know, XYZ as we move into this metaverse matrix type of vibe?
I do, but go ahead. Go ahead. I believe.
Yeah, 100%. Back in 2017, I studied all the cryptos and read this big book on it. And the moral of the idea that I think this supports, you'll notice every capitalist corporation out there, what they want to do is take your money. And they know there's tons of people out there with cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin and such. Why wouldn't Jeff Bezos allow Bitcoin on Amazon? And the reason is, because the banks, right? The banks control everything, and the banks don't want cryptocurrencies because crypto removes that middleman of the bank. So, you know what I mean? So it's a money thing, right?
I'm going to take the next step, and I believe that whole FTX shit was coordinated for them to be able to come up with a money that everybody can trade, that they trust, right? And the banks will have their toes in that too. It's not that they're against it. They just want to have a touch of control. And
that's well said.
If you can control something digital, because for me, it's beyond money for these guys. The money's just an abstract to them. So it's beyond digital. It's beyond the money. It's the control. I got paper cash. You can't control me, man. Fuck off. I got my, I go there. You can't track me. I'll do whatever the fuck I want. But you see, even using COVID, it's getting people away from money. I couldn't even pay with cash at half the places at a fucking airport, which is, isn't that like, are these private things or the, are airports part of, they get government funding?
I'm not really sure how that works.
I'm going to guess that, it's, that it has something to do with the city that is tied into it. It would make sense. So there's a place that the public is using every type of, but I can't even pay with money. And they're just training you and training you and training you.
And I think you nailed it right on the head, because back when I was studying all that, I came to the conclusion that cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, if they can regulate it and and know who owns what wallet, that's like the highest level of surveillance they could ever ask for. Now they can track every single thing you ever do. So it's kind of the worst thing. I'm with you. Like, cash is the way you want to go if you want to stay anonymous. Now I have someone seeing what you're buying.
Bam, talk that shit. All right, let's get what are a couple of different topics just so we know what to like tie it up with.
Someone who believes that 9/11 is a satanic ritual. Going after the Freemasons.
Go on, 9/11 satanic ritual. What else we got there? I'm with that.
Some sort of hand signal that all the celebrities use.
Is that the rock shit? Huh. And
someone who wants to know what the end game is. Where are we headed with this?
I think it's ultimate control.
Well, okay.
I mean, they don't need no money. What do you think?
I'm with that. It's all about control. They want to create the world that they want to be perfect for them. They want immortality. They want this digital matrix, because to these people, science is God to them. They think they can genuinely create us. You know, if you ever put on those Oculus VR goggles.
Yeah, yeah.
And the idea is that they're going to perfect that so much that you're going to want to rather stay with the VR goggles than real life experiences. And I think that.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, no. And I think that's where, you know, this whole fantasy of the metaverse, you know, because you notice they pulled the trigger on the metaverse during the pandemic when a lot of us went to a more virtual workspace and things like that and started normalizing staying online more.
Yeah, definitely. And like for every like John, don't hate Elon Musk. I need to hate Elon Musk because he actually agrees with all of your fucking shit. Universal basic income and everything that's been being pushed on the other side. It's funny, these people that are reacting so crazy. If you go look at the stuff that he's really about, he's more in line with the so-called global agenda than my individual shit. I don't trust that motherfucker. But I do like him buying things and firing, so I will enjoy that.
Yeah, there's elements of him that I like too, but overall, he's definitely plugged into the big program with the big.
Oh, that dude's a demon, bro. But I don't mind. Every now and again, I like seeing one demon fuck up another demon, so I'll sit on the sidelines. Yeah, it's called what? Technocracy. I didn't know that word. It's more like where you worship technology.
And that's what his father or his grandfather got arrested for, trying to instill a technocracy in Canada as the actual government. They tried to overthrow the government.
I gotta tell you, it's better than what y'all got going up north right now. If I gotta see your president rolling up and some fucking trying to dress like Gandhi one more fucking time, it's weird, man. Give me a fucking robot. Let's take a call, and then I kind of want to go back to the technology thing. Johnny, give us something that's closer to technology after we already answered that one question.
I haven't talked to this one yet, so I don't want to.
All right, let's go. Hey, let's roll the dice on this motherfucker.
Okay, Riley and Reno.
Hey, Riley.
He's got a color that gives me concern, but okay.
Dude, he's got a color like it's a red color, like do not deal with this dude color.
No, that doesn't matter.
Hey, yo, go ahead, bro.
Hey, what's up? So you say you want to go back to the tech stuff, like on the FTX thing, or?
I was just kind of
familiar with that.
What was your question? But no, I had an idea about like technology and how it fits, mm-hmm. but it shouldn't rule us. But
yeah,
what were you gonna say though? Because I don't want to fuck up your thought.
No, I really was just kind of vibing with what you guys were saying.
So then, okay, do you want to add to it?
No, I got not too much to add. You know, I was pretty familiar with that FTX scandal, but what you're talking about with like technology and how it affects us humans, I think that's pretty important. What was it? What's it called? Trying to think of the name.
I don't know
either. What you were saying with Elon.
He's a technocrat. So peep game.
Yeah.
Isaac, I had asked you last week, like about symbolism. And I made this argument about the swastika, which has been an ancient symbol for like good luck and moving forward. And why should we let the Nazis ruin that? And you said it was inverted, meaning that it's flipped around. So the cool one is rolling from right to left, if you will, right? Right to left. And the one's going clockwise. The Nazis one's going clockwise. And it got me thinking, like, what is progress? It's all relative. What is progress? What is to move forward? Depends on where you're coming from. And then I thought this. Nazi shit is going clockwise. And at first I was like, yeah, that's the right way you're supposed to go. The OG swastika is tracking the sun, moving from east to west, counterclockwise. So it's almost like technology of man is inverted and true movement forward is actually closer to nature. What's your thoughts on that? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Say that properly?
I like where you're going with that. You know, I'm not opposed to that idea, but Hitler and the Nazis, they were embracing the inversion of like the black sun, right? They weren't celebrating the sun. They were celebrating the black sun. And all of this, all of their ideas were informed from all of these occult fantasies they had to create the Superman, the Godmen is what they.
But if you dig that up anyway, it's a Superman. It is a Godman, and it's humans using we're natural too, but we're using our brains. Why do clocks go clockwise? How come they don't go the other way around? It would match the sun.
Yeah, that's a good thought, dude.
Like,
you should be a conspiracy theorist.
I'm just breaking it down. I was really trying to figure out why that was. You know, it's just like you tell me things, I go home and think about it, or I stay home and think about it. But still, it's the same deal.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Well, you know, there's one of the symbols. We talk about symbols. One of the symbols of evolution of man is a spiral, right? Mm-hmm. And the spiral goes clockwise. Maybe there's something to that. Maybe there's a connection to that.
I am kind of curious about that. Because clearly direction means something, inverse means something to people that do symbolism. That's why the upside down cross is a bummer or anything like that. When you flip tarot cards, the same card has two different meanings coming from a similar place, but one could be a little bit worse than the other.
Well, when Hitler was using that swastika for the black sun, the story is that Aleister Crowley told Winston Churchill he could combat those forces with the peace symbol, the V, and they called it the Call of Typhon, and it was supposed to sort of, you know, embody this idea of channeling a counter force to that swastika symbol. So, and it worked.
The V meant fuck off in goddamn England.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that must have been a tough sell.
Well, they changed it. They called it the V for victory. And that then it became a peace sign after that.
Hey. Got it. Man, that's always fun talking to you and learning things from you there, sir.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, you know, I actually really enjoy this show because I'm so entrenched in my world of talking to people who study this all the time that it's nice to talk to people that are you know, trying to put it together, because I think there's value in that for me too, because when you bring up ideas like you're talking about the direction of the swastika, it's like, man, I don't know. I never thought of that. I'm so deep in the weeds. So I appreciate this. Thank you.
I think that's for everybody, man. Like, sometimes hearing a point of view from someone that is not an expert might actually give you a different way of thinking about some things, because they haven't been trained to think about shit like that. They just say, hey, let me try this.
Yeah, definitely.
Because God knows I don't know nothing about that stuff. I want to thank you. What's the name of your shit?
My podcast is called Occult Symbolism and Pop Culture. You can get it anywhere you get podcasts.
It's doing very well. You should definitely check it out. And he actually gets really in depth, because you saw how easy it was. He was just trying to explain why those books were so wild that Balenciaga was pushing.
Yeah, I've got two episodes yeah, going deep into Balenciaga. If people want more and they want to know more about these artists that we're talking about, I've got hours of it on my feed, so check it out. And I'm on Instagram at Isaac Weishaupt. You can follow for all the show updates and stuff like that.
Next time I talk to you, I do want to go over occult symbolism in pop culture. And I guess before you come on, we'll have a thing. Maybe we can give some symbols out on Instagram and people can reach out and tell you if they witness those symbols happening in pop culture.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Symbols is where it all starts.
We got a bunch of eyes everywhere, and then we can all come back together and you can chop it up and break down some of the meanings behind it.
I love it. Yes, absolutely.
I think that is awesome. I appreciate you coming on. You've always teaching me some shit, and thanks to all the callers that caught up with all this news from the fringe. We don't even do the news from the fringe on his ass, John. Say goodbye with news from the fringe. It'll be good. John left. All right, man. See you later, bro. See you later, man. I'll just fucking mumble until he comes back, and then we can go to a fucking commercial. But yeah, thanks for coming on. You've been fucking fantastic, and we do appreciate everything you do here.
Thanks, man.
And now I'm going to mumble. John, you there or nah? You just gonna
say what now?
They took him down. We're getting too real here.
What are you doing? Still doing calls?
Yeah, I'm just working with those.
I thought we were out of time. Is there any last call? Because no. I just said the goodbye in the whole fucking night. John didn't deem any of y'all calls well, which is unfortunate. You shouldn't be able to screen these ones, John, because you believe in none of this whatsoever. I want to know how many calls people said some shit to you. Are you fucking crazy? And just hung up on them. What was the craziest call that you hung up on?
You know, Pizzagate, Adrenochrome, that kind of stuff.
Oh, God forbid. Oh, yeah. I don't believe in Pizzagate. Click.
You got to send those through, John.
Yeah, come on, John. You want to do? If you're going to participate, you have to get rid of your unconscious bias, sir.
Right.
Hey, one more thing real quick.
You hear me, bro. I'm dead ass. What's that?
Hey, real quick. Since people want to hear about Pizzagate and stuff, Hillary Clinton, her head stylist was that Rachel Chandler lady that I was talking about that was plugged in with Epstein, and she was a big dog at Balenciaga. So we could have went 6 degrees of separation in there too.
Yeah, but he don't want to do that because God forbid we got some receipts.
That's right. We do have the receipts.
They're talking about kid fucking. You do. You know what, John? I forgive you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Unknown bias, you gotta fucking rap that shit. Alright, man. Let's get it. Let's go.
Alright, there you go. If you haven't heard part one, I published it last week. Scroll back on the feed to last week, and that was our part one. It was a long show. Longer one, I think. And if you want to get real wild, sign up for either the Patreon or the VIP section.
because about a year ago, I think, I found the audio, completely ironically. Back in 2015, I went out there to the studio, and I took a bunch of calls from the All Out show audience, and they were calling me crazy. They thought I was nuts. They questioned everything I said, and it went down in flames hard. Like, they were downright rude, dare I say. And someone, Emily, I think, was like, hey, I want to hear this audio. And I knew I had it somewhere, and I found it on my hard drives. So last year, I think it was, in 21, I published it on my bonus, supporter bonus feeds, right? And you can listen to that. I'll put the links in the show notes, of course. But if you're on the VIP section, you'll have to scroll back to 2021. I'm trying to get the exact date for you here. I'm stalling. August 29th, 2021. I published it on Patreon VIP section. All right, so check that out. Link in the show notes as always. And and you can do the 2-week free feed trial. Still got it available for you. If you go to IlluminatiWatcher.com, go to the VIP tab and get the 2-week free trial. Check it out. All right, till next time, stay woke.